Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
You know what's interesting is that this is one of the first albums that I bought when I started buying music again and stopped downloading shit because I fuck with him that heavy. I said, I want to support him because I want him to make more shit.
Dead End Hip Hop. TDE week, Kendrick Lamar overly dedicated. Like I've been saying across all of the TDE weeks, look, man, TDE is highly known, highly respected. You can do your own Googles. All of their artists are relatively monsters, monstars. Let me clarify. That motherfucker's huge. Kendrick Lamar, overly dedicated, came out in 2010. Ken, I didn't know it was that damn old. First and foremost. And then second of all, I never listened to this project. So this is my first.
Really?
Yeah, it's my first one. But I did hear two songs off of this. I know about Ignorance is Bliss. Be used that against me in a damn Odd Friday battle. So if you don't know, every Odd Friday, first and the third, me and BZ battle it out. Details in Patreon. But also go to the YouTube channel. We got details over there. And then also Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. I've heard those two songs. But the rest of this shit I never heard in my life. But it was interesting. It was interesting, and I say this reason. Because you said this about Primo Rice. I can't remember which project it was, but it was one of the earlier Primos. Mm-hmm. He was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. But then it was like a couple of songs that hit, and it was like, it's not necessarily his best, but you heard the foundation of what he became. And you hear that here. Mm-hmm. Where it's like Kendrick had talent, but it's like he wasn't able to unleash everything. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound like it's like he's holding himself back. It almost sounds like he just didn't unlock the matrix yet. You know what I'm saying? Where it's kind of like he almost dabbled into that double, triple, crazy shit that he does now, but not really. Like,
yeah, that came just, later.
Huh?
That came later.
It came later. It came with Good Kid, Mad City. Yeah. Yeah, or no, fuck that. Section 80. He got that in Section 80. But on this, it was kind of like, you know, like the song ROTC with BJ the Chicago Kid. Is he rapping aggressive? Yes. You know what I'm saying? I love how he sounds. Again, the foundation of who Kendrick is, but it ain't nothing like on Section 80. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like if you heard this and then heard Section 80, your mind will be blown. You know what I'm saying? Just for the growth. But again, I like going back to the foundation because it's like, damn, like Kendrick was really nice. He just wasn't exceptional just yet when he recorded this.
Yeah, this is. This is up there as one of my favorite Kendrick Lamar projects. This was when I realized he was special. And I'll never forget, man. This is I don't know if I said this publicly before. I think I may have, but I'm gonna say it again. When I heard Michael Jordan, that's when I realized he's gonna be next. That's when I realized like he can do it all. He can make the conscious shit, and then he can make some mainstream shit, but sound good. And Michael Jordan and with Schoolboy Q on there, that sounded at the time in 2010. Like something that could easily be on the radio, except it was just stuck on the fucking internet because this was around the internet area. And I was like, man, this guy was rapping about conscious shit on here, about, you know, telling motherfuckers to, like, mind their business, like, whoop-de-woo, wazzy-waz, he say, she say, oh, my God, shut the fuck up, mm-hmm. like, all that shit. And then he went to some super, like, Michael Jordan was the precursor. Like, we didn't know it, but it was, like, it was what Damn was. It was, like, the very precursor to Damn. Like, the mainstream sounding shit, he just did it in a larger form on mm-hmm. Damn when he rapped over, what's that producer? When he did DNA. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know eventually he was going to be able to do stuff like that.
Yeah. Because even like songs like Barbed Wire, it's like he sounds good, but compared to where he is now, it's like.
But see, yeah.
But back then, but I wasn't on Kendrick. So I know. For the people that don't know, the first motherfucker that ever uttered the words Kendrick Lamar, from my perspective, was Ken. Giving y'all just a little bit of backstory. The majority of y'all listening should know this backstory, but me and Ken used to work together. That's how pretty much everybody at Dead Hip Hop met. And like Ken said, this was around the internet era. So this is when Wayne was killing mixtapes. This is when Kanye is doing his Good Friday shit. This is like, I'm paying attention to a lot bigger artists because Kendrick at this, nobody really knew Kendrick like that. So, like, when Ken was talking about Kendrick, I'm like, man, who the fuck is a Kendrick? Man, nah, nigga, you need to be listening to this Kanye. You need to be listening to all of these other folk. But, again, Ken was first. So, my first introduction to a full-length Kendrick project was Section 80. Then we did Good Kid, Mad City. By that time, Kendrick was just flow-wise on the whole. Mm-hmm. He was on an island.
Yeah, his craft improved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I never heard this, you know what I'm saying, way back then. And even, you know, moving years and damn near a decade forward, nobody's ever told me, hey, bro, go listen to Overly Dedicated. Oh, bro. You know, like, nobody's ever really said, hey, this is the joint that you need to listen to. So listening to it now, I can appreciate it because I hear how he crafted his sound and where he went to. Which is amazing. And again, not saying that he was trash here, but to hear what Kendrick has gone with his craft, and this is where he started, you could see it, but damn, he's light years ahead of
you. You
can
definitely
is.
Hear like some of that double time stuff on mm-hmm. Ignorance is Bliss. Mm-hmm. That beat was dope. Pussy and Patron, PNP yes. 1.5.
That's
Ab
my shit
Soul.
With Ab. Yep.
Man, yep. That shit came on like, oh man, we ain't missing. Yep, we had the little the screw shit at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Alien Girl was different but dope as
it
well.
Was.
But
it was.
I'm gonna point out something. Mm-hmm. And I ain't trying to take shots or do anything like that. It's just mm-hmm. an observation mm-hmm. that I just noticed. Remember when Logic started to add those ad libs? You.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. on this song.
That's where you got it from, huh?
It's on this fucking song, damn near identical. Mm. And if it's right around, like right within the first minute mark or something like that. Hold on, let me see if I can get to it. And I'm like, nah, I can't be, but he is a big Kendrick Lamar fan.
He is.
It's so hidden. Yep, right around the 44 second mark. That's when he starts doing it. And I remember when we met with him, he said, yeah, man, I'm adding this little tag thing or whatever to my music. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's dope. Never, it's on this fucking album. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Y'all listen to that shit, and then you listen to this, and you just compare the two. Maybe it's circumstantial. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's an extreme convenience, if you ask me. Yeah. But either way.
You know what, Ken? You know another thing I realized off of this project? This has to be one of Kendrick's most wordy projects because he doesn't rap as fast as he does now on this mm-hmm. right throughout. Like I said, he raps fast here and there, but it's nothing like what it is now. It's only 12 songs, but it's 54 minutes.
I know, and for me, it goes by so fast.
Really?
Because I love every fucking song on here.
See,
like,
for me,
there's
it goes slow.
No fucking miss. And it's just like it's put together so well. It's like it's almost like I can't even describe like this album. It's okay. You know how when you find an artist and you want to hold on to him and you like him And then when they become mainstream, you kind of be like, oh, man, y'all went on Kendrick before he is, or you don't really want him to blow up because you kind of want to keep him to your own because he's your best kept secret. This is that album for me. Mm. This is me having Kendrick to myself, but at the same time telling people like, yo, y'all need to listen to this. This motherfucker dope. He's wanting him to blow up, but not wanting him to blow up.
Yep.
And this album, like, compared to his other work, nah, it's not as great because he just got better at over time. Like he just became more seasoned, a professional. Like MJ, like, you know, he the game slowed down to him, and he became more experimental. This is just him in his innocence, and starting to tap into that potential. You'd be like, oh yeah, that guy got it. If he worked on his craft, he could be a superstar. And every single song was just, it just worked, and he gave you such a mixture of everything. It's just, I don't know, man. This is one of my favorite albums. You know what was on here? That Dom Kennedy, the last track.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was, and I was like, I like Dom on that, but I don't know what happened to Dom after that. It's so weird.
You tripping on Dom? That's a Ken thing. That ain't a Dom thing.
Cause he sounded good on this shit the way he was rapping, but he still sound like Dom today.
But you know what though, Kev, for me, it's a little bit opposite, and I understand the nostalgia from your standpoint, but it feels long to me. These songs feel long, and again, it was just a
could
different
it be
era.
That we're in a time now where it's shorter projects are just in, and it kind of
it is. This shows its age with that.
It's like because the time we're used to shorter projects. So we're in this like reverse time warp or something like that, where what 54 minutes isn't long, but it is long because we're so used to moving fast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nowadays, 11 years later, if you see 12 tracks, you're typically thinking 30 to 45 minutes max.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 54 minutes. It's kind of like when we did a Kanye graduation. As a Patreon classic. And I remember Rod saying that, you know, when it came out, he felt that it was so short. But then revisiting it, first of all, he didn't realize how good it was. And then second of all, he didn't realize how long it was. Mm-hmm. And then that was the first thing, like, when I looked up this project and I started listening to it and I scrolled to the bottom, I said, God damn, an hour? God, yeah. 12
so,
tracks?
Yeah, even before you even pushed play, it was already in your head. Like,
yeah, it was
shit.
Already in my head. So it felt wrong to me.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But neither way, it doesn't take away from the quality of the music. And again, if I'm comparing Young Kendrick to Young Kendrick, this is dope. But I wasn't on Young Kendrick, so I don't have that nostalgia. I don't know what that felt like in 2010 when this came out. You do. But comparing it to where Kendrick is now, like I keep saying, I keep reiterating on this project, I hear all of the elements that he uses now. It was just, you could tell he's working through it in his brain. You know what I'm saying? Even the features, like the singers, like on the first one, Growing Apart, who's that singing?
I'm
trying to let it scroll. Let me see. That's who I thought it was, Janae Aiko.
Where?
On the first track.
Oh yeah.
But like even how he used her, like I don't know, it's like he could have been more creative, but it just wasn't there yet. He didn't know how to think like that.
No, it was creative. That's so fucking crazy because I need like Janae Aiko was fucking nobody back then. No disrespect, but she was just coming out. Like it was like okay, I never thought she would even become the person she is today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it also shows you that talent pool that was in the West that
100%.
Came waiting to just pop loose.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it was like the perfect touch. And
I'm not saying it's not.
I know, but I don't know. Not. I don't know if he could have gotten. Maybe you know what? You're right. He could have. Only because he's gotten better as an artist. But I still like the innocence of it. Like, I don't want to think like, oh, man, I can only imagine what he would do now. Because I think that would lessen it for me. But I understand how you could see the possibilities in it based on where he is now and her as an artist. And them being so raw and forming. Back then, so
To me, the song that sounds closest to where Kendrick is now is Ignorance is Bliss. And even listening to that, it's kind of like, oh shit, this shit is crazy, But it's like, it's not as crazy as you became. You know what I'm saying? So again, bro, like, I don't know. I feel like in this weird space listening to this.
I'm glad you brought that up. This song has a real dope scheme in here.
Mm-hmm.
Where he kind of did a Jay-Z reference. Now, okay. I don't know if you caught it, but he was talking about critics calling him conscious. And then, and you know the Jay-Z line, mm-hmm, about if I was common, whatever it is. Yep. Everybody know what it is. It's a famous line.
Mm-hmm.
So he said the critics are calling me conscious. And then he said, but truthfully, every shooter be calling me Compton. So truthfully, only calling me Quelle and Common proves that ignorance is bliss.
Mm.
As many times as I've listened to this album,
never caught it.
I have never caught that until now, because when he said the critics calling me conscious, the Jay-Z line for whatever reason, mm-hmm, popped in my head, and I was like, nah, he ain't gonna do that. And then he did another line. I was like, okay, yeah, he didn't. And I was like, oh shit, he did do it. I was like, what? So I'm not, now I'm in my head, I'm like, what else did I fucking miss? But that was the thing about him. I thought that he was so, like, intelligent, but he had a way of making music very accessible. And mm-hmm, I think that was him. It was, like, conscious yet accessible. So he's giving you shit, but you're enjoying it at the same time. It's all like he programming you,
mm-hmm,
in this subliminal way, and you don't even fucking know it.
Mm-hmm. No, look, like I said, all of the makings of who Kendrick became are here. And I hear it, and I appreciate it. And Kendrick is dope, man. Like, even, like...
H.O.C., I don't even smoke. Shit, the beat is so fucking dope. What are you going to say?
No, like how you did the hook on PNP 1.5 with Absol.
That shit.
That's, again, I hear the foundations. I like this project. I don't love it. And is that a bit unfair? Yeah. Because I do think that if I would have listened to this closer to 2010, I think I would have liked it a lot more than what I like it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only be honest to me, man. I can only tell you how I interpret the music now. You know what I'm saying? But dope track, Ken. 12 songs, 54 minutes. That's long. But what are some of your favorite joints on here?
Shit. Okay. Man, I don't even know what's my favorite song on here. PNP 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Cut You Off. Ignorance Is Bliss. RLT. BJ was so good on RLTC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I think I might go with... Fuck, man. I don't know, man. Maybe, did I say HOC?
Mm-mm.
You know what? I'm going to go with Average Joe. Here's why I'm going to go with Average Joe. Because that's that West Coast shit. I feel like I need some West Coast shit from a West Coast artist. That beat, gotcha, and the way he rapped it, like, yeah. That's that old school West Coast, you know, Death Row shit. Give me that one.
Bet. For me, give me Ignorance Is Bliss, PMP 1.5. Michael Jordan and HOC.
He said, I don't do black music, I don't do white music, I do everyday life music. That's been him since day one, bro. Oh, he's still like that.
He is still like that. Yeah. He is still like that. Look, man, again, we appreciate the support. Currently, we're doing about 1,000 downloads a day. That's because of you guys. There's no marketing and promoting over here. However, some of these joints will be hitting the main YouTube channel. But if you want to continue to express your recommendations via Patreon, go ahead and do so. Again, we appreciate you guys. Continue to support us monetarily through Cash App and PayPal. The one thing I could tell you is TDE week is not over. We will have another review for you tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.